Let me tell you a little story about a man a long time ago. He was the quickest draw in the Wild West by the name of Smokin' Joe.
Hey, Smokin' Joe hit the floor,
but he didn't own no six gun. Let me tell you what he took.
When the varmint rode into town, he shoot him down with a big fat fuck you,
Smokin' Joe.
Smokin' Joe, rude boy.
Let me make sure I heard you right. $7.50 for a large soy cappuccino. Let me get my one. Fuck you, man.
Smokin' Joe.
Smokin' Joe, rude boy.
Let me make sure I heard you right. Even though I'm not with Amazon, you calling me to tell me that my approval has been hacked.
Fuck you.
And so Joe held the law in the town in which he lived.
Yeah, only stupid motherfuckers would talk shit around rude boy with his whiplash wrist.
Go again now.
Leroy two gun Jenkins thought that he could surely win,
but before Leroy could blink, he was told to sit and spin.
Why don't you take it for a ride now?
The Mongoose Mountain Gang played dirty with a 20-man crew,
but tales were told that Joe grew 18 arms that day as a gift from Vishnu.
And as he rose in fame, every quick draw outlaw came to the man they heard, whose fist would burn when he flipped the bird.
Smokin' Joe,
Smokin' Joe, rude boy.
Let me make sure I heard you right. You want to refund the money that I spent? You shop with a store credit.
Fuck you,
Smokin' Joe,
Smokin' Joe, rude boy.
Let me make sure I heard you right. Everybody bought a platter to my fancy birthday dinner, but you brought so much.
Fuck you.
They got that name because his finger burns not like the sun. It leaves you smoking when he's done. It's just as well that Joe was fast as hell, cause in every drew he won a much. Or Joe knew that they had a literal gun.
I know that they're packing heat, and I know that they know that I'm the man to beat. But when I step onto the street with a jingle in my feet, they know that I know that they know that they can fuck themselves. Some say many years ago, before Joseph Rude Boy was Smokin' Joe,
he had a wife, her name was Bo. Bo was a child in a happy home.
But into town an outlaw came who wore a velvet cloak like a bloodstain. Now Bo didn't like Joe using no gun, so Bo told Joe to fucking run.
You gotta break back
hell. Run fast, Joe, fast, Joe.
Let me stay and fight.
Bo said no guns, you've got to go.
Joseph Rude Boy was too slow
for a child that he'd never known.
Joseph, boy, you're too slow.
Burning inside, Joseph died, but from the ash, the man who rose was
Smokin' Joe.
Smokin' Joe, boy.
He's a human phoenix, yes, that's the word. I heard he was born in a fire and rides a pair of flaming birds.
Smokin' Joe,
Smokin' Joe, boy.
I heard he's never shot no one, but he's still locked up half of the Wild West looking for a velvet wearing son of a gun.
One day an outlaw came to town.
Come out here, Smokin' Joe, you're just dead. Already dead.
You know, I felt the glow, but Joe saw red. And on the street, the fate of bear did meet. All the townsfolk came to watch when they knew Joe was gonna tell someone to feed.
Their eyes were locked, what seemed like three eternities. To Joe, the Velvet Man seemed different from how he remembered him to be. But it was all the same to Smokin' Joe, who'd been through hell. He dreamt every night the last 18 years of telling this guy to fuck himself. But when Joe went to ball his hand into a flaming fist, the outlaw shot him first with a middle finger that looked just like his. And as Joe fell, he beheld the outlaw's face. A young girl who'd seen it all and grew up in a terrible place, whose mother once told Joseph to run and bring back help. A girl who thought her father had run out to save himself.
Smokin' Joe,
Smokin'